Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 30th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: reshaping the IPO market, election outcome uncertainty, and more stimulus worries. Leading today's news, big data firm Palantir and corporate software company Asana are the latest businesses to challenge the traditional IPO process by debuting on the New York Stock Exchange today in the form of a direct listing. Depending on how successful they are, more companies could choose to go public this way going forward, especially if they are allowed to raise new money as part of the process. Going public via direct listing tends to be a quicker route and involves less scrutiny, while super trendy SPAC mergers are also gaining prominence. The New York Stock Exchange has set a reference point of $7.25 per share for Palantir and $21 a share for Asana, though the figure only acts as a placeholder in lieu of a formal IPO price. In other news, if investors were hoping to get any economic clarity from last night's presidential debate, it was a total fail. Bickering, badgering, and insults reigned through much of the hour-and-a-half political brawl that made it hard for either man to make a point, while odds increased that the coming election may not be decided for weeks, or even months. Wall Street does not like uncertainty. S&P 500 futures fell 1% overnight as investors braced for heightened volatility in November and December. On the stimulus front, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are expected to talk again today, despite skepticism on Capitol Hill that a deal is possible at this stage. The EU's economic recovery package, which includes 750 billion euros in jointly backed debt and a 1.07 trillion euro common EU budget, appears to be in trouble due to differences between member states over democratic standards. Germany, which holds the rotating presidency of the bloc, offered a proposal this week that would suspend payouts from the budget if a weighted majority of nations determined a rule of law breach, such as not adhering to values like prosecuting high-level corruption. The draft was rejected by Hungary and Poland, with Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki calling it political blackmail, while a group of richer nations, including Finland and the Netherlands, said the proposal didn't go far enough. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon is in Seattle today to conduct an evaluation flight at the controls of a Boeing 737 MAX, which has been grounded for 18 months following two fatal crashes that killed 346 people. "I'm not going to sign off on this airplane until I fly it myself," he has repeatedly said. Boeing not only rewrote the software for the MCAS control system, which was faulted for the crashes, but also the entire flight computer software. Other steps that remain before the 737 MAX can return to the skies include airlines drafting their own pilot training, getting it approved, and training their pilots. Calling on Congress to extend more aid to prevent massive job cuts, the U.S. Treasury Department has closed loans to seven passenger airlines: American, United, Alaska Air Group, Frontier Airlines, JetBlue, Hawaiian Airlines, and SkyWest. Southwest, Delta, and others have chosen not to accept a federal bailout because they found financing in private markets, leaving more money for a smaller number of carriers. Disney is laying off 28,000 workers in response to the pounding its theme parks have taken in the COVID-19 pandemic. "We've cut expenses, suspended capital projects, furloughed our cast members while still paying benefits, and modified our operations to run as efficiently as possible. However, we simply cannot reasonably stay fully staffed while operating at such limited capacity," Parks Chief Josh D'Amaro said in a note seen by CNBC. D'Amaro also took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom, noting the state's unwillingness to lift restrictions that would allow Disneyland to reopen. General Motors will not finalize its deal with Nikola by today, according to CNBC. That means a deal could still come within days or fall apart entirely. Nikola founder Trevor Milton's resignation, combined with fraud and sexual abuse claims, which have reportedly sparked SEC and DOJ inquiries, have hammered Nikola shares. Since the deal was announced, Shares are down more than 60%, making the EV maker much less attractive to GM. Royal Dutch Shell will slash up to 9,000 jobs, or over 10% of its workforce, as it nears the end of a global restructuring review designed to position it for a green energy transition. The move adds to the growing list of major announcements this year, which has seen big oil slash dividends, take multi-billion dollar write-downs, and axe jobs following oil's coronavirus-induced plunge. In June, BP said it intended to cut 10,000 jobs as it moved into cleaner energy. Chevron plans to trim 10 to 15% of its global workforce, while ExxonMobil is reviewing staffing country by country. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, the Chicago PMI is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.